Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three. TheThirdIngredient.com. Kate Pope Hodel is our guest, and she is the author, co-author, along with Maria Myers, Beyond Collisions, How to Build Your Entrepreneurial Infrastructure. It's all about how to promote entrepreneurship in your local community. Kate, there's the old story about what comes first, the chicken or the eggs. Some people think education comes first. You got to build a workforce. I'm always hardwired for Main Street businesses. My first response is to them, but I think if communities would turn their focus on promoting entrepreneurship, the education and the workers will come. What do you think? Because that's where the jobs are. You don't need workers if you don't have jobs.
Well, I think you have to have both, of course. Yeah. And you're absolutely right that one of the top issues for entrepreneurs is talent, and how do they find talent, and how do they find the people that they need to help them grow their companies. So certainly education is a critical issue. But as you say, it's really important for communities to think about how they do support their entrepreneurs. And in our book, we talk about, you know, kind of the ways you can build that infrastructure. One of the really helpful things that anybody can do, and particularly community leaders and other business owners and entrepreneurs, is to know what there is in your community already that helps entrepreneurs, and to sort of have that in your back pocket so that when somebody, you know, cocktail party, or you're sitting by somebody at your kid's baseball game and they start to say, you know, I've been thinking about starting a business, you can go, this is what you need to do, and this is where you need to go, and this is
success stories, right?
People don't know where to start.
Resources and success stories, right?
Yes, resources and then success stories. So one of the other things you can do is celebrate the entrepreneurs in your community. And if you are a business, you can, and have a newsletter, you can put stories about entrepreneurs in your newsletter, or you can just tell those stories to other people. You know, that's very important. You know, one of the most important things that you can do is improve an entrepreneur's social network, because one of the things we've seen is that the sort of the strength of somebody's social network really has a strong impact on their ability to be successful. So who do I know, and who do I know who knows someone? So anytime you can make an introduction for someone, whether that's to a potential customer, whether that's to a potential supplier, to a mentor, even to an investor, anytime you can make those kinds of connections for an entrepreneur, you have helped them push that idea forward immensely.
And I'd like to recommend that not only from, a lot of the younger folks, when you say social, they immediately pick up their phone. But I'd like to encourage them to round that out to include becoming a member of the local chamber, to join a local civic organization, to become, when there's an opportunity to be a leader in your community on something that just supports the community, but maybe not necessarily your business, take the opportunity to step up and take a place there and show that you're part of the fabric of the community. What do you think?
Absolutely. That's our sort of fifth thing, is be part of the community, attend events, sponsor events, convene events, be part of the chamber, be part of whatever other networks are out there, so that you are part of the community and, again, are in a position of being able to make those other connections, and so you can connect your network to somebody else's network. And then we're all stronger if our networks are interlinked.
What do you say to politicians, local leadership, about this? What are your instructions to them?
Well, one of the things we've been trying to do is to help them understand just the economic impact of entrepreneurs in their communities. So if you look at how many jobs get created and how much in taxes those jobs pay into communities, I mean, politicians tend to be very focused on, you know, bottom line issues, and so we've been trying really hard to.
Or they're also looking for that next 1,000 employee plant to come in, and they don't.
Well,
they don't,
and that's
they
the
don't,
other reason.
Yeah. Go
yeah.
ahead.
That's the other reason we've been trying to do the research on how many jobs are created by entrepreneurial firms, because when you look at it in the aggregate, just, you know, for instance, in Kansas City, you're looking at, you know, 15,000 to 16,000 jobs every year created by our young and small companies. Well, that's a whole lot more than if we bring a big distribution center into town, or if we bring whatever. And you know, the days of chasing the smokestacks, of trying to recruit big
Those
companies to come to your big or small town, you know, we're still looking at the challenge in rural communities, and there are still some of those communities who are, you know, wanting the plant to open back up again. Well, the plant may not, but what you might do is find 10 really interesting small companies who are all going to hire 10 people,
right?
And then you have 100 employees,
and they're less likely to lay people. They're less likely to lay people off when the economy slows.
Well, and, they're less and, likely, and, the, and there's
and the
more
money stays
if
here.
One of them has a problem, the other one may not.
Yeah, and but the money stays here. That's the other thing. People don't realize
Absolutely.
Growing deposits in a community is a big deal, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, that whole notion of wealth in communities and how you can keep the wealth in communities, one of the best things that smaller communities can do is try to find companies that are in traded sectors. So helping their own folks, their own community members, because there's no dearth of intelligence.
Kate, I have to stop you because I have to leave. I have to stop because I have to leave time for your website. Give it to us quickly, please.
Okay. We're at joinsourcelink.com. Love to have anybody join
us. Say it again. Say it again.
Joinsourcelink.com.
Joinsourcelink.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.